After Moshe Rabbeinu defines who's included in the bris, as we mentioned yesterday, Pasuk Yudalit, at Asher Yeshno Po Imanu Omed Hayom Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, Vat Asher Einenu Po Imanu Hayom, Moshe then addresses the chashash he's been speaking about throughout Sefer Dvarim, the fear that the Jewish people will veer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pen Yesh Bachem Isha Isha O Mishpacha O Shevet Asher Levavo Pfone Hayom Yim Hashem Elokeinu Lalechet Lavodat Elokei HaGoyim Ahem. Moshe is concerned, of course, with the constant concern of Avodah Zarah. But then Moshe continues in Pasuk Yud Chet and says, he's afraid that there's someone listening to the curses, saying to himself, Shalom Yihyeli, everything will be fine with me. Ki b'shririt libi alech, I'll follow the wave, the push of my own heart. And then there's some cryptic words, Laman Svot Haravat Atzmeah. The plenty somehow gets added on to the tzmeah, the lack thereof. Pasuk Yud Chet is very unclear. What is Moshe referring to? Well, we know one thing, it's very severe, because the next Pasuk Yud Tet says, Lo Yova Hashem Sloach Lo. Someone who feels this way, who lives life this way, God will be unwilling to forgive him. Az Yeshan Af Hashem V'kinato Ba'ishahu, God's anger will smoke his vengeance, this person, V'rav Sabo Kol Ha'alak, Tuvah B'Sefer Hazeh, U'macha Hashem Et Shmo Mitachat Hashamayim, God will erase his name from this world. What is so severe in Pasuk Yud Chet? The Ramban makes a point, and the Ketav V'Kabbalah make a point that I want to share. The first is the Ramban. The Ramban says, Laman Svot HaRavat Atzmeah, that a person initially is hungry, is thirsty, and sometimes for the wrong things. And a person sometimes feels that if I'll do the sin, at least I'll fulfill myself and then be satisfied and that'll be it. The Ramban says that that's not how things work. When a person gets used to sinning, it becomes more and more of a drive and something they become more passionate for and continue being involved in. Kasher tovo belibo k'tzata ta'ava v'hu yimalei ta'avato, Az Yosef ben Afsho Tava Yetera, Vitiet Smea Mo the Devar Hushachal Shasa Yotami Bishona. A person becomes even hungrier for the thing, for the sin, than they were initially. But what sin are we talking about here? The Ketav Kabbalah says something profound and very relevant for our generation. B'shrirut libi elech, he says, means that people want to make decisions themselves. They want to follow what their own conscience tells them. And he says there are many mitzvot we're confused about, or that our conscience does not identify with. And a person can say to himself, I'll keep all the mitzvot, except for the ones that I don't identify with. In essence, a person who makes decisions that way isn't following God at all. He's following his own heart. When it identifies with God, he follows God, and when it doesn't, he follows himself. Says the Ketav Kabbalah, that's what we're referring to here. A person who tells himself, it's great, there's a brit, but ultimately I'll do what my heart tells me, what my own conscience tells me, and not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When a person says, Shalom Yieli ki b'shirut li b'yelech, and they get into this not unstoppable decline of sin because they're following their own conscience, Lo Yov Hashem Sloach Lo, God refuses to forgive him, Az Yashan Af Hashem V'kirato Be'eshahu, V'rav Tzabo Kol Ha'alak Tuvah B'Sefer Hazeh U'Malcha Hashem Et Shmo Mitachat Hashamayim. This is a very important idea for us to be thinking of as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and for Kabbalat O Malchut Shamayim, the extent to which we serve God because we are committed to His will, or we try to submit God to our will, and ultimately we follow Shrirut Libenu as opposed to Avinu Malkenu. Shana Tova.